Risk response examples. Some general responses to risk can address many risks simultaneously. These include building redundancy, investing in visibility, and packaging goods properly. Redundancy. Building redundancy involves having the same capabilities at multiple facilities, having two or more pieces of the same equipment, or having more than one warehouse that can serve a given market within an acceptable service time frame. Other examples of redundancy include diversification of suppliers by supplier category, multi-sourcing, inventory buffering, alternative transportation routes, regional manufacturing facilities, near sourcing. Redundancy can be more effective when it also involves geographic diversification. This way, one natural disaster will be less likely to destroy both assets. However, redundancy is expensive. The cost of the redundancy can make a system less than optimal very quickly. The amount of risk that redundant assets reduce can be quantified and compared to the asset's cost. Only redundancy that has greater benefits than costs should be maintained. In some cases, redundancy can be supplied by investing in multi-use equipment, equipment that can be changed over using multi-skilled workers and so on. Similarly, two warehouses can be established to serve different markets primarily but be backups to each other. This can sometimes provide the benefits of redundancy with lower costs. A similar innovative solution may be to negotiate a cross-redundancy arrangement with another supply chain, for example, agreeing to share DC space in emergency situations. Visibility. Visibility can help in avoiding or mitigating many risks, especially supply and demand risks. Also, having a process and culture that encourage communicating bad news sooner rather than later will make many risk responses more effective. Visibility will be accomplished using data sharing among partners, linked information systems such as control towers or supply chain event management systems. For example, a control tower can gather logistics data from multiple systems and provide control and exception management vital for visibility, such as to identify potential operational failures and promote proactive corrective actions, for example, reroute a container mid-transit. Another example is a freight visibility platform, FVP, which provides multiple supply chain participants, shippers, carriers, 3PLs, customers, etc., with a single portal to view data on load tracking, exceptions, process status, electronic logging device data, and GPS data so everyone has access to the same information. Such tools provide real-time information on freight milestones and can filter views to allow multiple parties to collaborate on exceptions. When communications are not automatic, communication policies will need to play a big role in encouraging people to share bad news, like early detection of a late shipment, or to communicate plans and tactics, such as about an intended sales promotion. Packaging. Product damage can result from vehicle or unloading equipment operator incidents, poor freight handling procedures, or equipment being loaded improperly. It can also occur from automated systems such as conveyor belts or cranes. In other cases, damage can be caused during the normal operation of a vehicle, such as a bumpy rail journey or cargo breaking loose inside a container during a storm at sea. Packaging is a primary response to the risk of damage and therefore qualifies as an avoid strategy. It prevents problems rather than requiring expensive freight claims, claims administration, and returns and resupply. Failure to properly pack cargo limits the carrier's liability and so could result in freight claims not being paid. Industrial packaging includes pallets and cardboard, shrink wrap, edge protectors, bubble wrap, plastic bags, desiccants, packing peanuts, and so on to prevent obvious or concealed damage to inventory. It also includes methods of securing freight inside trucks or containers. Boards, locking, and cleats can be used to brace a load against the walls and ceiling. Airbags can be used to fill empty spaces. Packaging can also be used to deter theft. While commercial packaging is often part of a marketing plan, industrial packaging should be generic and nondescript to provide no clues to would-be thieves as to the value or nature of the goods being shipped. The needs of various stakeholders should be taken into account when designing protection and access into industrial packaging. Packaging for customs requires that customs have easy access to the goods being transported. Often this means minimizing packaging or designing packaging that can be opened for inspection and then resealed. Digital photographs may also be used to properly identify packaged contents. The labeling on packaging can also be used to avoid risks. for example, including a pictograph showing how to safely attach a lifting sling for a product that will be lifted by a crane, can help avoid the risk of the load falling from height. In addition to packaging, training programs can help reduce risks related to handling. Use of reliable and maintained equipment reduces handling risk. Vehicle data can collect information on driver speed. Mishandling detectors can be placed in packages, and carrier damage performance measures can be used to determine which carriers to continue using. For example, accelerometers can be placed inside containers to measure the level of impact from loading and unloading procedures.